Times the queso. There's a new brand new Moe's for you Spartanburg people. New Moe's logo. It's the coolest store ever. Trust me, you want to get out and see it. It's unbelievable. It's 449 East Main Street in Spartanburg. Get out there today. You'll thank me later. Welcome to Moe's indeed. 12 locations throughout the episode. Yeah, 12. Looper. What's going on there, Looper?
Well, tomorrow from the top of the Twin Cities, we'll be bringing in our report on the big Twin City tomorrow. You know, too bad, what's his name down there? Tommy Suggy and LSO, you know, that they'd be looking from the bottom of the pole. But and I'm hearing all these people talking about, like, Bengal Man. I'm going to start calling him Little Bengal Tiger. Talking about how great they were, and they shut down our Texas A&M couldn't score in a phone booth.
That's true.
There ain't no big defensive outspurt. You know, when they played somebody had breath, you know, to give up 600-something yards when somebody's got just a little breath in them. You know, amazing what they do give up somebody had big breath.
Yeah.
Like Ohio State or Clemson, you know, we might put 700-800 yards on them, you know, so I ain't worried about the little Bengal man, you know, he can keep his little, whatever they call it down there in that.
Little Bengal man.
That little down there in Ponce Lane, that little pond that runs over every now and then. Now we got the 4D South Carolina fanboy, they jumping up, get Bobo and Mr. Mars and all that. Mr. Ellis and Monkey Chump, you can bring in any offensive coordinator, but when you don't have the Jimmies and the Joes and you never can't get them, you can't mold nothing in it. You know, when you get that mud player, you know, it's just that mud, sloppy mud, you can't mold that into a good structure. It always falls apart. You know, Dabo gets the hard clay, so it don't take much to mold them into something. I already got their clay is fine and hard, you know, so they can just mold that into nothing. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, they ain't gonna have nothing down there. Keep old Monkey Chump. Now we get on these Bulldog people. You know, here they are saying they ain't got this, you know, and they ain't got weapons. But the last 3 years, they've been having them top two recruiting classes, you know, and a couple years, 2 years in a row, they're number one. Kind of sound like that Mark Richt. You know, he was always, you know, had them top classes and never pan out to nothing. They saying they ain't got time. They got these five-star talent. Where they at? You know, is it Mark Richt Part 2? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Looper. Alex on my Twitter feed the other night posted the number of 4- and 5-star players in all these playoff rosters, and Georgia has the most. But it's like Looper said, they haven't played up to that. They just haven't. I mean, you know, the LSU-Georgia game is fascinating because in theory, the team's respective strengths and weaknesses are going to go against one another. You know, and that, in theory, can make for an interesting game. I mean, I think the question is, you know, you've got a Georgia offense that, to be kind, is anemic. You have a Georgia defense that is good, but that wears down in games because of their anemic offense. That's clear. I mean, I'm seeing that happen in the second half of most of these Georgia games. You saw it happen in the A&M game where Kellen Mond did nothing in the first half against pressure, happy feet, all that. In the second half, settled down, felt way more comfortable, was able to plant his feet because Georgia wasn't getting any rush on him. And as he did, he started picking Georgia apart. Well, if A&M could do that to you, then LSU certainly could do that to you. On the other hand, you have an LSU team that, forget the A&M thing, that's meaningless. Meaningless, as Looper correctly said, they can't score by themselves in a phone booth. They can't. Look, that's just the truth of it. I mean, A&M can't score if you tape $100 bills to them, head to their foreheads, and send them to a whorehouse. You know, they can't. There's nothing. There's no offense. So that's not a way to judge LSU's defense. You have to look at LSU on the whole. And all season, they've not been able to stop people. I mean, it's not like the 600 yards against Ole Miss was 10 weeks ago. That just happened. I mean, they gave up over 400 yards rushing. Look, anybody can give up 40 yards passing in the way the game is played today. You get a hot quarterback on the other side, a matchup advantage, that can happen to anybody. But what doesn't happen to elite teams is they don't get trucked. They don't give up 400 yards rushing. That's insanity. You're not elite if you give up 400 yards rushing. You have major issues. Major issues. Now, Georgia does not have a dual threat quarterback as Ole Miss did. And so that changes the equation. And Georgia has not run the ball as effectively as everyone expected. I think in part, it's because they don't throw the ball effectively. And they never fully commit to running the ball. But there are enough elements of that Georgia-LSU game that demand attention, including the fact that LSU apparently doesn't need to win the game. You know, if you don't need to win the game, is your motivation the same? I don't know. Will you play it the same way as if you had to win the game? See, this is why it's just stupid not to have force teams to win games at the end of years. You should have to win these games, period. If you don't win the games, you know what's at stake. You know it's at stake going in. You should be out, but that's not the way it works. Lyle, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
Just got out of school, so I missed the first hour. But I called because I was just watching the playoff show on the network that should not be named Tuesday night. And one of the things they said, and I thought to myself, this is so wrong. It was after they revealed the top four teams, and the two announcers said, I don't know their names because I don't watch the network that shall be named unless it's a football game on. But nonetheless, they made the statement that with LSU and Ohio State, Clemson, all in the top three, they were going to be in the playoffs irregardless of whether they won or lost. And I thought to myself, that is so wrong. I love Clemson and don't want them knocked out of the playoffs, but if they can't beat Virginia, they don't deserve it.
Well, you know, the other thing, Lyle, is that's just also factually wrong. I mean, is there a scenario or two where that could happen? Yes. But in the most likely scenarios, Clemson would be out. If Clemson loses to Virginia, they're not going to the playoff. It doesn't matter what Reese Davis said or what any of those people said. That's just, if Clemson loses to Virginia, the chance of Clemson going to the playoff is like 1%. So don't buy into that. LSU and Ohio State, though, they are going to let those two teams lose a game. And, you know, and that's what people were saying before Ohio State went to Michigan. I said, that's nonsense. You know what the task is. Go win the game. Ohio State went and won the game. They did what they were supposed to do. So if you want to go to the playoff, LSU, go win the game. If you lose to that Georgia team who beat South Carolina and struggled against A&M and has struggled offensively all year, then you're not as good as people thought you were, period.
Well, what my point was, which you got ahead of me there.
Sorry.
They also said something about LSU and Ohio State. I said, okay, but I was going to go back around to the point you've been making consistently that we need some hard and fast rules. And
right.
What you said about the championship games counting as playoff games is spot on. The league champion, I don't care if they've got a 6-6 record and just happen to get hot at the right time and win their league. They deserve to go to the playoffs. That's the way the NCAA basketball tournament works. So why doesn't it work for the football? That's just a simple rule.
Right, and I think in football, it's harder to pull those type of upsets. You don't see those type of upsets in big games at the end of seasons. And I don't expect to see it in the ACC title game either. You know, but if it did, if it somehow happened that Virginia beat Clemson, then what that would tell us is Clemson was not as good as we thought, period.
And it also would say that Virginia should go to the playoff. They won the league championship.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to advocate that position as a Clemson fan, but rules should be – there should be rules in place.
Yeah, it's the only playoff on
–
Yeah, it's the only playoff on earth that they're –
when they say something like that.
Yep, you're 100% right, Lyle. It's the only playoff on earth, to my knowledge, that there are no rules in. I mean, softball leagues have rules.
That's right.
They post them on the backstops. Yeah. Softball leagues have rules. But the college football playoff has no rules. And the reason it has no rules is because they want total flexibility to do whatever they want. They want to be able to bend it, twist it, turn it upside down, invent new verbiage, invent new new elements to that to every single year. Like when Georgia loses a game, it doesn't matter because their wins negate it. Their wins neutralize it. The neutralization clause, which no one had ever expressed before this year, and then we were given the neutralization clause.
And it also leads to these high scores. I had a boy say Clemson's classes for running up the score, I think, against Louisville. But I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. This is what the playoff committee likes. And if you don't like running up the score, put some hard and fast rules in place, and then we won't have these 70-0 scores or whatever we have.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think that many of the issues associated with the playoff could easily be remedied with a few simple rules. And if I can do it sitting in Twin Peaks in the middle of an afternoon and come up with a set of rules in 5 minutes, then a bunch of learned men and women with all the time they need at their disposal should certainly be able to come up with the solutions.
I totally agree.
Yep, thank you, Lyle.
Well, that's all I had. I just wanted to toss that your way.
Well done, Lyle. Always good talking to you. Thank you, Lyle. I always enjoy Lyle's calls. He always, he doesn't call a great deal, but he always has thought out what he wants to talk about and the points he wants to make, and I think he always makes very good arguments, good points. Let me tell you about the health there. You know, Thanksgiving's only a few weeks. Thanksgiving. Christmas is only a few weeks away. It's all tied together to me. And I know you want to look and feel your best around your family. In fact, you probably have that one person in your family who makes little jabs at you about your weight. Other than punching them in the throat, which you probably would disturb the holiday get-together, the best way to handle that is for you to lose the weight. The Health There can help. You're skeptical, I know, but reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS in 30 days, or your money back. Thomas lost over 72 pounds. He's now back to the weight he was in college. Didn't have to cut out fast food, carbs, or go to the gym, and neither will you. Call the Health There today at 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME to book your free consultation. Go to idareme.com, idareme.com. When you call, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. It's the Health There. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Also, before we go to break, and we'll get to John as soon as we come back, let me tell you about my friends at Christopher Trucks. You know, Ramona, I've taken the Sprinter vans like all over. I took them on a 4-hour test drive. I was given a Sprinter van, and I had to do some things. I got to run it through an obstacle course. I had a gas mileage test too, in which they have some electronic method of measuring your how you drive as a driver and how it impacts your fuel consumption. I didn't fare all that well in that. Which is probably not surprising.
I know.
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to take your foot off the gas like way before the red light. And once the light turns green, you're not supposed to pound the pedal into the floor and that kind of stuff. I didn't fare. Well, yes, they had all this electronic means of measuring it. Now, I took exception to their means. I thought it was a lot like instant replay. You know, I thought I was doing better than they were crediting me for. but nonetheless, when I got to, that was the terrible part of it. That was the boring part of the whole thing. I wasn't interested in that part. I was interested in the obstacle course part of it, where they turned me loose with a brand new Sprinter van to drive it like a sports car through an obstacle course. And oh, I did. It's not my vehicle, you know, and I thought to myself, well, I'm going to tip this thing over because it's tall. You know, the rear height, you know, in the cargo area is 7.5 feet. so you never bump your head, but it means it's tall. And so you think tall, it's not going to be that well balanced. Nay. It's engineered by Mercedes. They're unbelievable vehicles. That's why you see the major delivery companies utilizing the Sprinter vans from Chrysler Trucks. That's why you see, I've seen Coca-Cola. I've seen a million major companies use them. I also see small business. I've seen glass places, plumbers, dog grooming places. I've seen dog grooming places using the Sprinter vans from Chrysler Trucks. I don't care what truck you need. Chrysler Trucks has them all, from work ready to landscape, dump trucks to box trucks, over the road day cabs and trucks. It's all at Chrysler Trucks. Go see Jason Smith, their sales manager, or their used truck manager, Rusty Hill. They will help you. Tell them I sent you. ChristopherTrucks.com, Christopher with a C. John, I'll get to you on this side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m., with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich, loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Dinner is best when it's Bojangles, with fresh, never-frozen bone-in chicken and biscuits that are made from scratch every 20 minutes. If it's dinner, it's Bowtown.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bedliner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
It may be getting cold outside, but the prices at the Mattress Outlet and Seneca are always hot. With several options in both Serta and Beautyrest, you're sure to find a mattress that's perfect for you. Save up to 70% when shopping the outlet and take your new mattress home today. Don't miss out on their year-end savings. Come shop, and you can be cozy and warm for the holidays. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located across from Chick-fil-A in the old Walmart building.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes pressure. He's hit it wrong. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Now on a Sunday, this shit to all of you. Them who are girls, hope to say nice things to them girls. Treat her like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. I'm Mrs. Raven and Shaggy with a combination with the Amis. Flip this one for your musical disc.
My darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are the Roar. We're live from Twin Peaks. You know, Ramona, I had to give Gary one of my T-shirts because Gary's the leader of the afternoon crowd here. And,
oh, yeah.
And he, you know, he comes out and supports the show and brings his whole gang out. And so Gary's the leader, so I made an exception for Gary. But they're loving it. They're loving that shirt. And, yes, I did design it because I wrote it on Twitter. I said, you know, I'm going to be selling some T-shirts that say this. And then some people who listen to the show were kind enough, who make shirts, were kind enough to make me some. D, give me one of those red shirts over there for a second. Here's what it says. Here's what the shirts actually say. Because some of you people think I'm just jerking your chain. No. The shirts say, on the front, Alabama 2019 SEC West first runner-up. And it has the big elephant picture on the shirt. And on the back, it says, Gump, number two, we rest while you play. I did indeed. And so I'm going to have those after 7 p.m. for the people who come out to the after party. Yeah, it's going to be first come, first served. I don't know. How many shirts do I have, D? Yeah, D's counting. I may have like 20 of them or something. I have more than I thought I did. So you people who come to the after party tonight, you want one of those shirts, be first come, first serve, but I may have about 20 of them. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. I just wanted to call and see what your thoughts were about Ohio State, Wisconsin, round two. And I remember that game being a tight game, 7-10 at halftime, and I consider the way Penn State kind of pushed them a little bit also. And I just wanted to see if you thought that Wisconsin could maybe hang in the game a little bit longer this time. And I also wanted to know what the update was on Justin Fields' injury. Like, what kind of injury did he sustain to his knee? And
yeah,
if that may become a factor again in the game.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. We have a couple quarterbacks who have injuries right now. And both Huntley of Utah and Justin Fields are dealing with some sort of knee injury. The exact nature of the injury, I don't know. I know he returned. Fields did. When he returned, the first play returned, he rolled right against his body and threw a 35-yard missile strike in the end zone for a touchdown. Now, he returned wearing a fairly heavy knee brace. I'm going to guess that he's going to be wearing that knee brace again. Look, I think that's a legitimate question. However, you know, over the course of the game, Ohio State went on to blow out Wisconsin, John. I mean, sometimes the better team, it takes a while to gain separation. You don't just get immediate separation. I mean, there's frequently a feeling out process. But, I mean, what was the final score of that game? 34-7 or something? Wisconsin, again, is going to be another top 10 team that Ohio State's playing. They're number 8 right now in the playoff poll. And I was really impressed with Wisconsin at Minnesota. They were not Jonathan Taylor up the middle, Jonathan Taylor left, Jonathan Taylor right. They actually used Jonathan Taylor as more of a decoy. They ran a lot of jet sweeps. They ran some reverses. They threw the ball a lot more. It was a really innovative game plan that Wisconsin utilized against Minnesota in killing Minnesota. So I would expect that they're going to try and do some of that same stuff, because running Jonathan Taylor against Ohio State did not work the first time. He had 42 yards rushing, which is probably, it might be the lowest game of his career in a non-injury situation. I'm sure it is, actually. So I would expect you're going to see Wisconsin do a lot of those things. to try and keep Ohio State off balance. But at the end of the day, John, Ohio State's still just too good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just wanted to see what you thought about it. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, John. Sure, yeah. I mean, look, hey, Ramona, John's been trying to get the Big Ten out of this thing ever since the beginning. John calls me every week trying to get the Big Ten, and more specifically Ohio State out. Look, I think we're to the point where, honestly, if you're watching football, and I don't mean this against anybody, but if you're watching football, it's impossible to ignore how good Ohio State is. This is not the team Clemson played before. This is not a team that anybody's going to walk the dog on. No one's beating this team 31-0. Can Ohio State be beaten? Yes, everybody can be beaten. But if you're going to beat Ohio State this year, you're going to beat them 34-31, something like that. That's what it's going to take. There's not going to be any 31-0s because I've been saying this for a while now that this is the best team I've seen at Ohio State in over two decades, and now you have Ohio State you have Big Ten historians like Barry Alvarez saying that it's the best team he's seen in the Big Ten in his 25-year association with the Big Ten. If you ignore that, you do it at your own peril. Ohio State is 100% legitimate. Clemson is 100% legitimate. I believe Utah is 100% legitimate. And I don't believe anybody else is. So, you know, how it's going to play out, we'll see. But I don't see Ohio State being stopped. I do think that Wisconsin will score more in this game. But at the end of the day, I think the result is going to be similar. I mean, it might be 41-21, something of that sort. I think that's what you're looking at. I think Ohio State just still has just too much firepower. And again, I think Wisconsin wanted to not only beat Minnesota, but they wanted to put some things in Ohio State's preparation plate that they didn't prepare for before. And I think they've done that based on the way they played at Minnesota. You know, the one thing I will say to John's point is that when Wisconsin played Ohio State the first time, they lost focus the game before and lost to Illinois. And so they might have not come into that game in the same mental state that they would have had they not lost that Illinois game. So maybe there's that. But Ohio State has not played a game within double figures all year. The closest game they had off the top of my head is Penn State, and it was 28-17. Ramona, I think that's right. I think they've blown out every opponent. I don't remember anything else other than the Penn State game, and again, that's a top 10 team. Ramona, pull up Ohio State's schedule for me, and I want you to read the scores and the results. I mean, you have a Cincinnati team. I mean, think about this. You have a Cincinnati team that's in the top 20. Ohio State beat them, what, 41-0, 42-0? They haven't really even had a close game. I mean, the Penn State game was closer, but it was closer because Ohio State turned it over three times. And still they won by double digits. I believe they've won every game all year by double digits, and the closest game they had.
You just want me to read them all?
Yeah.
Okay, Florida Atlantic, 45-21.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, 42-0. Indiana, 51-10. Miami of Ohio, 76-5. Nebraska, 48-7. Michigan State, 34-10. Northwestern, 52-3. Wisconsin, 38-7. Maryland, 73-14. Rutgers, 56-21. Penn State, 28-17. Michigan, 56-27.
I mean, they've killed every single team they've played, and they've played three top 20 teams. Three, I guess. And they've killed them all. I mean, the closest game was 11 points. The next closest game was, I guess, that season opener, which was 22. I mean, I'm not going to pick Wisconsin to beat them. Nope. Michael, it's not Ohio State who's on upset alert. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How are you, man?
Good, Michael. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. Long-time listener. I've called in a couple times before, but I wanted to ask you a couple questions because I'm actually getting married on Saturday and leaving for my honeymoon in Orlando. So I had a couple questions about the Clemson game.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yep.
I've known her for about 3 years now, and we were high school sweethearts. So
oh, how about that? It's tremendous. Yep.
Yes, sir. But my question for you are, I'm assuming you're taking Clemson for the ACC championship for the win.
I am.
My question for you is, I would just like to know what is the key offensively in your mindset and what's the key defensively in my mindset, and I'll take your question off the air. Thanks, Will.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's a key issue. I think it's just an overwhelming talent issue. I think that Virginia is exceedingly well coached, but essentially they are a one-man gang team. I mean, Bryce Perkins has had an unbelievable season. He is incredibly tough. And at his best, like the North Carolina game, I mean, he accounted for like 500 yards of offense in that game. The problem Virginia is going to experience is that he is really their running game. And I do not think that he's going to have the type of big runs he had against Virginia Tech in the first half against Clemson. I don't. I do think that he's going to do some business in the air. I think he's a better passer than people realize. I think he's had a much better year throwing the football than he did a year ago. And I think he's gotten better and better in that regard. But the first thing will be to contain him. So you're going to spy him. And you'll spy him with Isaiah Simmons, who is the ultimate spy. And so that alone, I think, negates some of Bryce Perkins' ability as a runner. And I think it negates a lot of what Virginia can do. The other problem that Virginia has encountered is their defense is short on personnel and wears down. We're not on the field too long. That was seen in the North Carolina game, where early on that Virginia defense looked really good. The second half, they couldn't stop North Carolina at all. I know North Carolina had been a second-half team during the year. There's that issue, too. But I think when you look at the game, the Virginia defense does fatigue. And any time that Bryce Perkins is not moving the ball effectively, that defense wears down. And I don't think Perkins will have a huge day on the ground against Clemson. He'll get some yards because he's such a special athlete. He really is. But he also got banged up in that Virginia Tech game. He took a shot there. One of the other reasons he didn't run as much in the second half, not just the adjustments Virginia Tech made from a gap fit soundness standpoint, but which they did. But one of the other issues was that he took a vicious shot in that game, and it was clear to me he was not running the ball like Bryce Perkins normally runs it after that. So I don't know what Bryce Perkins will get in that regard. I think what you're looking at is a game that Clemson just wears down Virginia Tech. I think it winds up really close to the spread. I'm thinking it's like 47-20, you know, 45-23, something like that. I think that Virginia will score some points, not enough to ever threaten Clemson, and if they don't, and the Virginia defense is forced to be on the field longer, it's going to get worse and worse for them. And at that point, the score could really get out of hand. But I respect Bryce Perkins as a player. I respect his toughness. I think clearly he was one of the leading candidates for player of the year in the ACC, which I know is going to Travis Etienne, which we haven't even really discussed yet. And I also respect Bronco Mendenhall. His teams are always tough. They're going to get better and better, but they're just not in a position to challenge Clemson yet. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Larry, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Lakeside Lodge is the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. There were 118 residences when we started. It's on Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. It's just a special place. Farm-to-table restaurant, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. This is Lakeside Lodge. You know, you don't have to do housekeeping. You don't have to do lawn maintenance. It's a slice of heaven for a Clemson fan. You see the stadium. You're on the lake. It just couldn't be any more beautiful. Go see Taj Boyd before they're gone. 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. All right, we'll take a quick break. Larry, we'll get to you and your calls on the other side.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson Women's Basketball for some great family fun, and we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Treat your lady to a day of complete relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. She'll love the rejuvenating facials, skin and nail therapy, and many other services. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for any occasion and shows her you care. This holiday, treat her to Lilia Day Spa, 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson holiday gift card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Stadiums are getting ready for football. Food stands are being stocked. Fans are planning their tailgates. What you don't realize is that most of these things have come from a warehouse where they've been lifted, loaded, and stored by one of G&W's equipment's forklifts. G&W is the upstate's authorized dealer for CAT, Mitsubishi, and Jungheinrich forklifts, including parts, service, and rentals. G&W offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. To learn more, go to gwequip.com. Go Tigers!
Tom's Barbecue is proud to announce the opening of their second location, Greer. You can now get your barbecue fix in their new location on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Same menu and hours, but open through dinner until 8 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and conveniently located near you. Bring the family and friends to come see what all the hype is about at Tom's Barbecue. Their signature Cheerwine sauce will keep you coming back for more. Visit them at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G, or their flagship restaurant off Garlington and Woodruff Road in Greenville.
The Cat Bus is on us. In case you didn't know, Cat Bus is free to ride. That means you save money by not driving to downtown Clemson for dining or shopping. Did we mention saving money by not having to pay to park? How about the hassle of getting in and out of downtown Clemson with the road construction? The Cat Bus is on us. The free-to-ride Cat Bus is for anyone, from students to retirees. Take Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat or some shopping with downtown merchants and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
the flagship station for Clemson football.
And we'll keep it himself from right side, get to the numbers, crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Waltzip to the Road Rage, live from the Peaks, 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food. Come on out and hang out with us. By the way, they have the calendars, too. And we'll be telling you throughout the afternoon how to get the Twin Peaks calendar. So we'll be talking to you about that in a little bit. Let me, and the weather's getting cooler. Actually, I have no idea what it is. It was like 60 when I came in, but it's been cold recently. I think it's going to be cold tonight, but I don't know. The venison chili is what I'm humbly recommending. Hey, let me tell you about Roto-Rooter before we get going here. Roto-Rooter, 24/7, 365, emergency service. You know, listen, is your plumber available around the clock? If you have an emergency on, I don't know, Christmas Eve, is your plumber going to be available? If not, you have the wrong plumber. I mean, and that's the truth about it. You need Roto-Rooter's expertise, and you need their availability. You know, here's the thing. When you call Roto-Rooter, you get a live human being. You call Roto-Rooter at 11:30 tonight, you get a live human being. 2 a.m., you get a live human being. Trusted and recommended since 1935, licensed and insured, free estimates, no hassle guarantee. Roto-Rooter.com, 864-288-7686. Tell them I sent you. 864-288-7686 for Roto-Rooter. All right, back to the phones and Larry. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Walt, happy holidays. How are
Same
you?
To you, Larry.
Hey,
welcome back.
You know, I've been listening to your show for a long time. I'm out here wrecking leaves right now, and you kind of, you always get me jacked up, and I always like the show. But I got a couple of comments. First of all, I just been listening to you all year talking about SEC and versus ACC. I just want to tell you, a lot of what you listen to, what I listen to and what your comments are about 85% to 90%. But this is my personal opinion. Will Muschamp is not the coach of South Carolina. And he's not going to be able to get the players because a lot of the players go to the MEAC conference, Mid-East, which is black school up there in on the Eastern Coast. The other thing is the SEC is a football conference and the ACC is a basketball conference. That's always it has been, Walt. And Clemson is all in that ACC football conference by themselves, okay? And there ain't no other, football school in that conference that could compete with Clemson. That's not a feather off of their chiefs in the hat of Clemson. You know, Clemson is a high octane offense, but that's why the SEC Southeastern Conference is a conference by itself because it has so much rivalry, so much competition, and that's why they get the higher seeds or the higher rankings than ACC. Now, Clemson is probably going to come up and beat a lot of schools in the SEC in the championship, but they're in a league by themselves.
You mean, Larry, wait. Before you go back to the leaves, let me clear a couple of things. Now, first of all, the ACC sucks this year, all right? No one's debating that. No one. It's down. It's okay. Way down. But the ACC has played the SEC evenly over 4 years. So you know, this stuff about the SEC superiority, it just hasn't been true on the field. It just hasn't. You know, and is it true this year over the majority of the ACC teams? Yeah. Yeah, but it hasn't been in recent years. And who you are is not defined by who you play. It's defined by your talent and your coaching. And, you know, here's the thing, Larry. When Clemson got through with the playoffs last year and they beat the living crap out of Notre Dame and beat the living crap out of Alabama, you know it was also true? They still hadn't played anybody. Because Alabama to Clemson was just like playing Wake Forest. I mean, so it wasn't any different. They were just better. They were just better. So it really didn't matter. I mean, okay. and are you trying to say that if Clemson was in the SEC that they'd struggle? Is that?
Yes, they would. Yes.
Really?
I know.
Well, but Larry, let me ask you about this. Let me ask you about this. Didn't Missouri, who sucks and has sucked forever, who was like 1-15 against Bill Snyder, go into that league and win the SEC East twice? Didn't they win the SEC twice? Larry, the best team in that league a year ago, the greatest team of all time was Alabama, and Clemson crushed them. Clemson had better depth than Alabama. They put all these guys into the NFL off the defensive line. Clemson would clobber all those teams in the SEC, Larry. Clemson would beat the living crap out of all those teams in the SEC. They have.
One play. Tyler Renfro in the corner. They won that game. One play.
Last year, Larry, 44-16 wasn't one play. It was the alleged greatest team of all time and Clemson taking them to the woodshed.
Well, I love your show. You know, you're in there, man. You must not even sleep.
No, I don't. I gave up sleep. Sleep is for the weak.
I know you have.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Good job. Go rake your leaves. Go rake those SEC leaves. Hey, Ramona. Hello,
yes.
Ramona. We need to do the Carolina Alliance Bank you pick-up thing, which we've ignored all week. All right, the first thing is we have not mentioned this one single time. But you and I won the week last week.
We did.
In fact, we were the only two people to be above 7-3.
Yes.
Everyone else was 7-3 or lower.
Yes.
You went 8-2.
Right.
You beat everybody but me.
Yeah, just you. You went 9-1, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, how come you didn't go 10-0? May I say?
No.
Touches our skin, another maverick morning begins. Wild West eyes.
Okay. Yes, because
what
I picked
happened?
That.
What happened?
Because I picked that.
Why?
Why exactly? I'm such
all
an
year
idiot.
Long. All I hear is how bad they are, and nobody should take them. And you took them, and that's the only game you lost.
I just pounded the wall. You know, I mean, and Oklahoma was a 12-point favorite. They were 12.5. They were the one gimme on the whole thing, and I didn't take the gimme. If I took the gimme, I would have been 10-0. I was in a position where I felt like I had to take a shot. But plus, you know what? I hate Oklahoma right now. I just do. I hate they win every game by the final play of the game, and I got to listen to how great they are. I hate it. So I let that influence me. I did. Right now, I hate both those teams. I despise both those football teams. And so, I took a shot at Oklahoma State, and because of it, I didn't go perfect 10-0 in a difficult week. I would have cleaned house.
That's right. You know, clean house, but
But now, I know. So I went 9-1, and you went 8-2, and everybody else was 7-3 or worse. So congratulations there. Congratulations, producer Ramona.
I don't have the recording in front of me, but you know the shush game.
Oklahoma State against Boise State.
And you went on for 5 minutes. I wish I could find it. You went on for 5 minutes after you shushed me. And you went on for 5 minutes about how I should never take them, never take them, never take them. And then you took them this week. What happened? I don't even know.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You should have shushed me.
Yeah, I should have said, shh. What are you doing? You don't ever take them. What are you taking them for? Yeah, I think when you did take them, I think when we did it last week, I went, what? I remember that.
Yeah. Well, you should have shushed me then.
I should have put a bag over your head.
Yeah, you could have changed. Right, I could have changed my pick. Yes, exactly right. You should have shushed me then.
Yeah, I should have shushed you.
It was the shush game. I can't pick an Oklahoma State game right to save my life.
No,
it's just the way it is.
No,
every time they've been on the stupid thing all year, I've had the game wrong every single stinking time. So you go 9-1, and I still managed to miss that one. That was the gimme. I got all the tough ones.
I know. You know, I went 10-0 last year one week.
Yeah.
But there are
easy weeks and there are tough weeks. This last week was obviously a tough week. And in the tough week, I could have gone 10-0 if I had just taken the one gimme.
Yeah, it should have been a gimme for you.
I hit the Kentucky over Louisville and the Wisconsin over Minnesota.
I know, but none of that's for naught.
Yeah.
Is that what
you
say?
Did you say none of that's for naught?
None of that's for naught. I don't know what the saying is.
That's an all new saying.
Yeah, I don't know what the saying is.
You could have your own list like Yogi Berra. None of that's for naught.
Yeah, I don't know what the saying is. What is it?
It's apparently none of that's for naught.
Well, I guess I'm not going to know what it really is.
No, you're not. None of that's for naught.
All of that was for naught is probably what I should have said.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure
the textures will help me out.
Yeah, probably. Then none of that's for naught.
Yeah, none of that's for naught.
Oh, I wish I had that on tape. Well, I do, but I have to get...
The person that pulls it is me. So
yeah, that's a dilemma.
If you really believe that I'm going to pull that for you, you're picking Oklahoma State.
Well, when do you go on vacation?
Oh, I don't care what happens when I go on vacation.
No, I'll have to get the substitute producer to pull it for me so I can have it when I come back.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm still going to
have it. I'm still the one that plays
play it.
So.
None of that's for naught.
Right. Like I said.
Yeah, that's right. So it's pointless. It's absolutely pointless. None of that's for naught. Let me tell you about... Harry's. We just lost some people. You want to get in, you can get in. We're going to go over the Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick them games.
We're going to go over this week?
Yeah, because these are the games. I want to talk about
this
the
week?
Games. It's not just the contest.
This week. Okay. All right,
What are you saying?
Go ahead.
This is this.
That was last week we were talking about just now, right? Right?
Yes,
right?
Last week. Yeah, yeah, the
see?
Results were what happened.
Where you picked
Oklahoma
State.
None of that was for naught. Oh, yeah, none of that was for naught. Yeah. Where I picked Oklahoma State last week, none of that was for naught.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what guy in your life are you shopping for this holiday season? We are hard to shop for. And do you know why? Because you people keep getting us stupid gifts. We don't want ties. If we want a wallet, we have a wallet. If we want socks, we have socks. Can you use a little bit of stinking imagination once? We want Harry's. We want something that's practical and great. Thoughtful, practical. I love the flexible soft hinge, glides across the contours of my face. I never cut myself with Harry's. Never. So do it. Listeners of my show can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code WALT at harrys.com. Free shipping ends December 16th, so act now. Look, it's a practical gift he'll actually use. Harry's makes German-engineered blades that are sharp, that are guaranteed, 100% quality guaranteed. They last. Harry's sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each. It comes in a custom, handsome holiday gift box. I mean, are you kidding me? And you know, you don't have to wrap it. Perfect. That's how we like it. As a special offer for fans of my show, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter code WALL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Every Harry's set comes with a weighted handle, five-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box, and there's an option to engrave. Free shipping ends December 16th, so do it now. Use code WALL at harrys.com. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg.